Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast. Author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions we all have about hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead, it should inspire us to use our time on earth wisely.
Thank you for listening to my wife and I. Today we are addressing the question, who were the spirits in prison? You know, many ask, who were these spirits in prison mentioned in 1 Peter 3:19 and 20? And here's the verse. It reads, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. Now this is the only verse regarding this issue, so there is no way to know for certain. However, there are three different views or possibilities of who they were. First, the spirits in prison were fallen angels before the flood who left their natural habitation as angels and became men, then had relations with women. Okay, that's number one. Number two, the spirits in prison were all the people who were alive on the earth at the time of the flood and had rejected God and the preaching of Noah. Number three, the spirits in prison were all those saved before Christ's death and resurrection. So those are the three views, and we're going to look at that and read some commentaries also.
Yes, that's good, Bill. I'm going to read the Baker commentary on the Bible. And it says that the fallen angels who corrupted the generation who lived before the flood. So the spirits in prison are not the souls of dead human beings, but fallen angels. So that's the Baker commentary's view.
Right. Then now the Believer's Bible commentary, they have different interpretations, but this is the second one. The first one's too confusing to even read. But the second one says, is that Peter is describing what happened in the days of Noah. It was the Spirit of Christ who preached through Noah to the unbelieving generation before the flood. They were not disembodied spirits at the time, but living men and women who rejected the warnings of Noah and were destroyed by the flood. So now they are spirits in the prison of Hades. And they say this second view best fits the context and has the least difficulties connected with it. Now, their first view, like I said, was very confusing, but I think the second view is worth reading, and that's what they believe. It was this the second view.
Okay.
And then we go to Wayne Grudem, and he says, when Noah was building the ark, Christ in spirit was preaching through Noah to the hostile unbelievers around him. The people to whom Christ preached through Noah were unbelievers on the earth at the time of Noah. But Peter calls them spirits in prison because they are now in the prison of hell.
That's interesting.
Okay, that's clear.
Okay, now I'm going to read the MacArthur Bible commentary. And we're just taking pieces out of these commentaries just for, sake of making it shorter here. The MacArthur Bible commentary reads, between Christ's death and resurrection, his living spirit went to the demon spirits bound in the abyss and proclaimed that in spite of his death, he had triumphed over them.
Right. So he's saying that it was
the demon spirits,
the fallen angels. Okay. Which most say that they're the same, fallen angels and demon spirits. Okay. Matthew Henry's commentary says, the sin of these people, they were disobedient and rebellious, and they are now in hell, which is called a prison. So that's Matthew Henry's commentary, which I agree with. But anyway, then we got Nelson's New Illustrated Bible Dictionary. It says, some believe the reference to the departed human spirits, especially those of Noah's day, who heard preaching by the Spirit or by the pre-incarnate Christ through Noah. Others believe the phrase refers to the spirits of the departed saints of the Old Testament to whom Christ at his death proclaimed liberty from the bonds of death. So, in other words, they're saying some is referring to the departed human spirits, especially those of Noah's day, who heard the preaching by the Spirit or by the pre-incarnate Christ. Some say that Jesus himself went right after his death, he went himself. Others say, no, he went through Noah. He just preached through Noah. So that's what they're first saying. And then the second part, they're saying that It's all the Old Testament saints, whoever saved, that he went and preached to. So that's another view. So you can see why you've got a lot of different opinions
here. I'm glad you're going to summarize this at the end, just to follow it
right.
all.
And then just read one more. As far as the word preached on, right here, Jameson Fawcett Brown's commentary, it says, nor is the phrase here preached the gospel or evangelized, but heralded. So in other words, the word preached isn't like he preached, like preaching the gospel for people to get saved. It was an announcement. That's the difference of the word. It's not the same word preached that's used for evangelizing. Okay, that's the point of that. So he didn't go preach to people that they could get saved after death. That would be against the Bible. No, he just announced to either the fallen angels or the rebellious people that Noah preached to. That's basically the two. So there are three opinions of who the spirits were. Again, they were the rebellious fallen angels who left their own habitation or angelic nature and became men and had relations with women before the flood. Or they were the wicked people who would not repent at the preaching of Noah. Or they were all those who did repent and were in Abraham's bosom awaiting Christ's victory on the cross. Well, in my personal opinion, I would agree with Matthew Henry's commentary, Wayne Grudem, and Believer's Bible. The spirits in prison were the rebellious people who rejected God and Noah's preaching before the great flood. And there are two reasons for my opinion, which my opinion means very little, as no one knows for certain, but this is my opinion. First, the scripture does say that the spirits were formerly disobedient when once the long suffering of God waited. Well, this connects the spirits with the long waiting of God. What was the long suffering? Well, God gave them 100 or 120 years while the ark was being built to repent, and they did not. Long suffering in the New Testament refers to God waiting for people to repent. And this is in Romans 2:4, 2 Peter 3:9, and 2 Peter 3:15. And the word long suffering is used in 4 verses in the Old Testament and 13 in the New Testament, and every time it refers to God's attribute in waiting for people to repent, and not referring to fallen angels. It connects the waiting with people.
I think that's a very good point.
Right.
That I've never really heard anyone bring that out.
No, I haven't either.
Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown's commentary, page 1478, says that if perhaps men in 120 years of grace would repent until the end of his waiting came, or a long period of God's long-suffering and waiting, which rendered the world's unbelief the more inexcusable.
Right, so he was backing what I just
said.
So
he is backing that. Oh, okay. And he says, that commentary goes on and says, one of the things to bring out is notice that it stated that the world's unbelief and God waiting to give them time to repent, and it is not referring to fallen angels, as
right.
you were saying. You know, God is always gracious and patient with us, with people, in order to keep them out of hell. Any kind of preaching, or in this case, making an announcement, God always directed to people.
Right.
I mean, why waste time declaring it to demons
exactly.
or fallen angels?
Also. Now, and also in reference to the word prison, the word is used in Isaiah 14:17, where Satan didn't open the house of his prisoners, which was referring to people. Then in Isaiah 61:1, it says, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. And Isaiah 42:7 says, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house. Now, let's talk about spiritual prison or darkness or spiritual blindness there. So it's not referring to a prison like Abraham's bosom. You know, it's a negative sense. So each time the word prison is used here, it refers to people in the prison and not fallen angels also. And this reminds me of my experience, the vision God gave me of 23 minutes in hell. You know, I saw prison cells. I was in a prison cell in hell. So prison, again, refers to hell, not to Abraham's bosom. And Isaiah 24:22 says, and they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit and shut up in the prison. So it's very clear through the scripture that the prison is always referring to hell. chambers of death and so forth.
Yeah, it's always negative. Even on the earth, prison is not a pleasant place. It's not supposed to be anyways, right? So in addition, the word disobedient or disobedience is used 17 times in the Bible, and every time it is also in reference to people, not fallen angels.
Exactly. You know, secondly, I have difficulty believing Jesus would take any time or effort with proclaiming to the fallen angels of his victory. You know, in his ministry on the earth when encountering a demon, which most agree they are fallen angels, he would simply give his command for them to go. Only once did he ask a name, and that was just to inform us of how many demons a person can have. He didn't waste any time or words with devils, so why take the effort here? You know, he also never proclaimed anything to fallen angels. Those fallen angels God has bound in Tartarus, which is actually a place lower than hell, and would not receive any attention from our Lord and Savior. They would not receive any kind of attention from Jesus Christ. He will deal with them when he throws them into the lake of fire at Judgment Day.
That makes perfect sense to me. Like you said, Bill, God's concern is always for mankind, and he never refers to his concern for angels.
That's right.
You know, his preaching or proclaiming his victory would be more importantly directed to people who rejected him because he gave them 120 years to repent. Since Noah was faithful and preached to those unbelieving people for those 120 years and no one believed him, Jesus may have wanted them to see firsthand that Noah was right and to personally show a special honor to Noah. I mean, this is only our opinion, and of course, it could be wrong, but yeah, it makes more sense, right, than preaching to fallen angels.
And I could see that the Lord would want to maybe, in a sense, honor Noah because he was faithful to preach for 100 or 120 years, and no one believed him. And he had to have faith to build this ark when it hadn't even rained on the earth at that time, building a big boat to house people. That took faith to stand all that time, and he preached, and they didn't listen. None of them would repent. So I could see where the Lord would say, I'm going to show up and show those people. I'm the one he was preaching to you about, and I'm going to honor my man Noah for being so faithful.
Yeah, that does make God, I mean, makes sense of God's heart, you know, for us and for people. And, I mean, Noah was alone, too. It's not like he had, you know, a group of church people around him or anyone to encourage him.
Right.
He was a preacher of righteousness, the scripture said. So can you imagine any other pastor or preacher on the earth going that long? We would all get discouraged. We would all give up, right?
Right. I mean, I must not be called to do this. I haven't even won one person.
Exactly.
You know, but now one more thing to address. As for the third view, that it was all those who were saved up until Christ's resurrection, you know, I don't believe that is true at all. The verse in 1 Peter 3:19 refers to those who were disobedient during the time of Noah and not to all believers before Christ. You know, that I believe is wrong. I mean, it says disobedient.
Yes.
That's pretty clear.
And also, Bill, there is a contrast in associating the word prison with the word paradise. All those who died in the Lord in the Old Testament were in Abraham's bosom, which is actually called paradise in Luke 23:43. It would be inaccurate to refer to them as in a prison since they were comforted, as the scripture says in Luke 16:25.
Right, that makes sense. You know, to believe either view is acceptable as it is not a doctrinal issue. Whatever view you hold is just as valid as mine or anyone else's. You know, part of the fun and challenge in the Bible is delving into some of the more difficult verses and possibly finding some treasure there, or an answer or a revelation into some of God's ways. You know, I think that's fun to do this. You know, like pointing out the three words used in the verse: prison, disobedient, and long-suffering, and discovering that their use elsewhere in the Bible. What does it reveal? You know, that it reveals some great insight to the answer. I believe those three words give us insight into the great mystery of this verse. So that's part of the fun, is researching the scripture, you know, considering it as hidden treasure, as the Bible says, and really treating it that way and trying to find the answer. Dig. You know, God honors us when we really search out his word. So anyway, I hope this has helped you and give some clarity to this subject. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, You need to get to know him now while you're alive and repent of your sin. Receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior because he is the only way to heaven.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to leave us a rating or comment. We value your feedback. Stay in touch and learn more about this ministry by visiting us at soulchoiceministries.org.